more than talking about? Really? Honestly? Any of you? I'm talking about love. Who knows what love is? Explanation? None. He says, this is the subject. Let me tell you this story. And he makes up a story that there is this fellow that they call him Muhannas, means neutral in Arabic. But it doesn't mean neutral. When you call somebody Muhannas, means this is a homosexual male fellow. Or it's not even that, because homosexuality is homosexuality. When there is, let's say a male whore, something like that, okay? And somebody is paying him to fuck him. While fucking him, we see that he has a sword. We say, what's that? We say, I have this for the people who are bad to me and I will kill them. And while fucking him, we say, oh, thanks God, I'm good with you. Miss, imagine this, that the stupid fellow who is doing that filthy job, why? Why is he doing it? Have you ever thought? Why a prostitute is a prostitute? Any idea? Okay, we have to go back more than 50 years ago. This is the thesis of my graduation in architecture about prostitution. Because in that time, I was trying to say, look at them. These are not the filthy people. These are the outcome of our society. Because they're poor, because they're stupid, because they don't know what to do. And they are blamed. And everybody is doing this and this and that. Here, we'll say, that fellow could think that he could defend himself. This is stupid. You have to change the situation. Just pretending that, yes, I'm in control. When you are a whore, you're not in control. Why do you pretend that you are in control? This is something that we always do in our life. We pretend that we know what we are doing and we are in control. Who wants to say, it's not like that. You could be cheated. You could be tricked. As simple as that. What is the hope? Where you couldn't be cheated? See, when you improve, when you change, when you become a spiritual, when you change your diet, that's a trick. Yes. Forget the title, because the title is in Arabic and the Persian will not read it, then it's too difficult for you.
Okay, so, verily God is not ashamed to set forth as a parable a gnat or what exceeds it. For example, what exceeds it in respect of the corruption of men's souls by disbelief. What is it that Allah means by using this as a parable? And then he answers them, I mean this. He lets many be led astray thereby, and he lets many be guided aright thereby. Every temptation is like a pair of scales. Many come off with honor, and many with disgrace. And if you were to meditate upon it, a little, you would feel many of his excellent qualities.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
The accursed wretch saw a dagger on his waist. So he said to him, what is this on your waist? He replied, this is in order that if any evil-minded person should think of committing evil against me, I may rip his belly. The Luti said, God be praised that I have not thought of plotting evil against you.
Okay, finish. That was it. You hear the story. He made up this story, very stupid, silly, filthy one, to say what? Now, yes.
When there is no manliness, of what use are daggers? When there is no heart, the helmet avails not.
Are you listening? Forget the story. Okay, the story was the beginning of this. Having a weapon, you have to have the power. If you don't have the power, you don't have the manhood, you have the weapon, so what? The instrument doesn't count. Your capacity counts. You always look at the instruments, possibilities, because this is what the logic is. The brain is looking for the instrument. Because with the instrument we became human being, right? No! With the thinking we became the human being. Instrument, well, instrument is instrument. We could forget about it, we could remember it, we could reinvent it even. Instrument is not the trick, yes.
You may have the sword of Dhul Fakhar as a heritage from Ali, but have you the stout arm of the Lion of God?
Okay, Ali is a very exaggerated personality in Islamic culture. Who is what? How he's the Lion of God, he's the greatest, he's the blah 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 blah. You say yes. Okay, and he has a very special sword, which is a very funny story actually. Yes, Ali has been a very macho man like this, okay? And he was an Arab, and they carry a sword, a very special sword. You have seen the sword, right? It's curved sword. One side of it will cut. The other side does nothing, right? He, because he's big, he's sharp. The other edge of it, so he will kill like this and like this. So the sword will cut both sides. This cut both sides sword transferred somehow. They made a very special sword for Ali, which is ridiculous because, I'm sorry, I was the champion up to the Olympic level of fencing. I know what the sword is. But the sword of Ali is like this. Imagine having a sword with a handle and stuff like that. It's like a fork, and it doesn't work. Doesn't matter. Why? This is mythology. Okay, he is the big guy, the hot shot. And we say, okay, you have that sword. Could you do anything with it? Not this one, the good one which has both edges are sharp. What do you do with that? Nothing. A fencer, if he has a little stick like this, and you have that sword, will kill you immediately. Because that's a trick of that stuff. He knows that he's playing with all of this, but what he means is that there should be a quality in human being. That's what you should look for. Not the instrument, not to have the power, not to have the logic, to have the heart. Yes.
Though you may remember a life-giving incantation derived from the Messiah, where in you are the lips and teeth of Jesus, O abominable man? You may build a ship with money collected from your friends or freely given, but where is a captain of the ship like Noah? I grant you have formally broken the idol like Abraham, but what is devoting the idol, which is your body, to the fire?
From Ali, he moved to Jesus. From Jesus to Noah. The same stories and the perfect... Why was he going like this? Boy, he started with Ali, then Jesus, then Noah, to go to Abraham. Do you remember Abraham? Ah, we talked about it. Beginning of the book 2. Abraham is the story of immigration, changing, living where you are and going and find something else new. This is the story of Abraham. The main point is you have to go through fire because your animal part should burn. Then you will be the soul. Here he will bring it to them and say, okay, yes, you're like Abraham. He knocked out all these statues in the temple, right? You did that. Good for you. But are you ready to sacrifice yourself? Because what you need is to change yourself. We talked about this. You are not here to change the universe. You are here to change yourself. Then the universe will be changed. Yes.
If you have the proof that you are a true saint, put it into practice. By means of that practice, make your wooden sword sharp as dhul fakar. The proof that hinders you from the practice is the cause of your incurring the vengeance of the Maker. You have emboldened those who are afraid of traveling on the way, but underneath, inwardly, you are more tremulous than all the rest. You lecture to them all on trust in God, while you are slitting the vein of the gnat in the air.
Means what? You're slitting the vein of the gant in the air. Means what? That means nonsense. In Persian language, when you say this, means you're doing nonsense. You are trying to hit a flying ant. What is that stupid game? Here we say, listen, if you have reasons, bring it in your action. Do something about it. If not, the rest is nonsense. Yes.
When the heart is filled with unmanliness, the beard and the mustache are a cause of laughter.
In Rumi's time, if you don't have beard, you're not a man. Did you know that? No. Because for you, shaving is normal, is natural. In Rumi's time, there is no shaving. There was not this instrument. They don't shave like that. Yeah. So, when you have beards and hairs, okay, you pretend that you are strong, you have the manhood. Here he will say, listen, when you are not strong and you don't have the manhood, that will be ridiculous. The appearance is ridiculous. Yes.
Restore your manliness by engaging in devotional works, that you may become like the hot sun in the sign of Aries. Leave the belly and stride towards the heart in order that the salutation may come to you from God without any veil. Advance one or two paces. Make a good endeavor. Love will lay hold of your ear and then draw you onward.
The same story. Repeat it again and again. Here, we will simplify it again and say, listen, let go of your stomach. Means let go of your animal appetite and come to the heart. Change your way. Don't think about your appetite, what do you need, what do you want, and you're hungry for something, blah, blah, blah. Think about your heart. What's in your heart? What's happening over there? Because when you do that, when you don't have that curtain in front of your eyes, you will see that the light is coming.